exactly shame Joe the fact that he's never heard this song before?
I haven't. And by the way, no, whatever.
And he doesn't even appreciate it. He doesn't understand how amazing it is. This,
okay,
this
hold on,
like,
hold on.
Shaped my childhood.
Yeah, bread!
No. You're ruining it.
Becomes toast!
It's an iconic song. People in Indiana know.
Of course they do. But it's still... Hey, to each their own. I don't want to call it lame, even though
Hayward
it's lame.
Hayward Banks, yeah, toast.
All right, good, 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 good. 317-239-1009. And Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting from people? What are they saying about this toast debate?
Ivy said, if you don't cut it like number one, unfollow me immediately.
And one is diagonally, by the way. That's diagonal cutting.
Yes, and then Eric said, haha, I've never cut my toast. I don't see what's the point. It's still this same amount of bread that you're gonna eat. That guy's a psycho.
Yeah, you know what? That guy is not fun at parties, obviously, because the point is people are commenting like, this is stupid. Who cares? It all tastes the same. You're ruining the fun! It's supposed to be silly and stupid. That's the point.
Miranda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you for voicing your opinion on one of today's most controversial topics.
Okay, so I have to defend myself because I commented on the Instagram and I was told that my comment was horrifying. Here's my defense. You guys are so judgmental about this toast debate. Here's my thing. Okay, if it's French toast, it needs to be diagonal. Like, that's just no question about it. But if you have, like, cinnamon toast...
I thought French toast was whole because it's thick bread and you, like, cut it with a fork and knife.
Yeah, but you cut your... When you get it at the restaurant, your French toast, if that's what you're doing, yeah. But listen, we're... Hey,
this is... That's fancy, schmancy, bougie.
I don't want to hang up on Miranda, but Miranda, keep on topic.
This is butter on bread, okay?
We're in America. We're not talking about that damn French toast.
Wee-wee, get out of here with that.
Yeah, wee-wee, fix your conversation.
Make America buttery again.
All right, anyways, what do you got?
So if it's like cinnamon toast, like if you make it at home, you put butter on it, and you throw cinnamon on it, if you fold the bread in half, it gets like more cinnamony, I guess, if that's even a word. And it's so much better. Just try it. You are being so judgmental. I promise if you try it, you will admit that I'm right.
I can't even explain to you. It's like the equivalent of what you just said is like hearing your alarm go off in the morning or nails on a chalkboard, folding toast in half to eat it. My skin is peeling off.
I'm going to go check out.
The butter just like soaks in.
Miranda, you're creeping me out. I'm going to go into our Instagram and I'm going to see how weird of a person you are. Hey, thank you.
No, thank you.
You have a good one. Oh, my God. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't seen it yet. Let's go to Allie on the Joe and Alex Show. Allie, please tell us you're not as creepy and as weird as Miranda folding stuff.
Okay, well, I do this for one of two reasons. A, I'm a mom of two, and half the time I don't even have time to, like, scarf down food in the morning. So, and then another reason that I... fold it.
You fold it? Oh.
I do.
Were you born in a barn?
No, but it makes sense because I put jam on it sometimes. And, like, if I'm walking around the house, like, I don't want it to, like, drip on my carpet.
Okay, that's a sandwich. That is a butter jam sandwich. If you're folding your bread, it doesn't become toast anymore. That is a freaking sandwich. And that is a whole different, entirely different food.
Well, toast set aside, Joe, I'm on my way to the gym, and you jogging to the printer and being out of breath, you want to come work out? I got 2 hours.
Yeah, I need to. I'm like 400 pounds. I got a brand new hip a few months ago. I'm ready to change my life. You know what I'm going to do?
Joe's Journey. Hashtag Joe's
Journey. Everybody here at the station gives me crap because like I start, then I stop. But yes, 2018 will be Joe's Journey. As a matter of fact, I'm predicting it right now. I will lose 150 pounds next year.
I'm a personal trainer. Let me know.
Oh, yeah, girl. All right, DM me, Joe Pesh Radio, or Joe and Alex Show. Hit us up.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Can I just talk? Can we just call out David Williams on Facebook?
Well, you just did. That's his full name. Okay.
David Williams. Really? Eat your toast any way you want. Hang your toilet paper any way you want. It's yours, and it's no one's business. What the heck you do? This is silly. So I replied, David, way to be a Debbie Downer. Silly is the point. Shake my head. He wrote, excuse me? I thought I was practicing free speech. Arguing about everything isn't funny. Given the climate these days. Whoa, David, we're talking about toast, bro. Calm down. Poor David. Can we just play the world's smallest violin for David, who's shooketh by
David,
his toast
David.
Debate?
It's Joe and Alex, producer of YK Live the Web Girl. What's going on, bud? No, let's talk to him. Like, call us. 317-239-1009.
What happened with your dad when you were growing up? You know, something else has triggered him.
It's the holiday season. People get stressed. There's probably something else
David
going
Williams
on.
David Williams is on edge. Let's say a prayer for him.
Yeah, God bless you. Let's go to Josh on line number two. Josh, do you need some talking to? Are you okay?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So what are you? How are you doing your toast?
So actually, I just called in about the bane of Alex's existence.
Asking for a knife whenever a boy makes me breakfast.
Asking for a knife. Why don't you just rip your toast?
Because I'm not an animal in the wild. I'm not Harambe.
Recipes.
Time out. Alex, you're a hypocrite because how do you eat your chicken nuggets? How do you eat
the skin off first.
You rip it off.
I don't rip it. I bite it with my teeth like a little squirrel.
Then do it with the toast. Hold it
but
with
you
your
have
hand,
to touch
tear it.
The toast anyway to eat it, so you might as well just pull it apart and be happy with yourself.
So you're telling me if you had a chick spend the night and all of a sudden she was ripping apart her toast like a wild beaver, you would be attracted to that?
Oh, that would turn every guy on.
I have eaten a lot of terrible things with my bare hands that would not bother me.
Born in the wild.
Have you ever heard of an MRE?
No.
Yeah, meal ready to eat. Did you serve in the
meal
military?
Meal ready to eat. Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service.
How somebody eats toast is about to be on that Bear Grylls show, I feel like. Some of these callers.
I want you to try a piece of bread out of an MRE, and then I'll be happy.
I can't.
Alex is on Man vs. Wild. Alex, you either have to drink your own urine or eat this toast without a knife. I don't know. What do I pick?
Which do I pick?
Give me the urine, please. Hey, thank you for all the calls this morning. And if you couldn't get through with the great toast debate,
you have to comment online. And everybody, call out David.
Stop it. Let's be friends. You don't have to always do stuff like that. We can be friends.
Nadia
here.
Wrote, "Did your puppy die, dude?" Laugh a little.
Stop it. His puppy might have died. He's just lashing out. When people are mad, they attack others. It happens. I've done it before, okay?
Oh, my gosh. His profile picture and his cover photo is the same photo.
Stop
so you know
it.
He's not all there. He's not all there. Anyone that would do that, that's not normal.
Just okay.
His profile picture on Facebook and the cover photo the same. Mm-mm.
We appreciate you following us on Facebook. We appreciate it. We really do. Stop digging holes that I'm going to have to fill in later. Please, please, please stop.